Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. Today, let's turn to our next secret. Freedom tames the mind. Think about this. You can't tame the mind, but if you're free, your mind will automatically be tamed. So how do we set the mind free? Today, we'll focus on how the mind traps itself, or what the ancient sages in wisdom tradition of Vedanta, non-duality, called sanskara. This is a Sanskrit word, sanskara. It's a residue or groove in the mind that is coming from past experiences, or you might say interpretation and attachment to past experiences. So sanskara is in a way synonymous with interpretation of experiences that in various Eastern traditions are called karma. Karma is nothing but past actions, experiences, and interpretation, which create these samskaras. And the samskaras in turn create what are called vasanas, another Sanskrit term, which means seeds of intention and desire. So these are imprints in the mind that serve as seeds for future experiences. And a very simplistic way of saying this is karma, memory, and desire are the software of your soul. Karma is past experience and interpretation. Memory is sanskara or potential memory. And vasana is desire. And desire leads to the cycle of life, which is also referred to as the wheel of experience or samsara. Samsara is the wheel of existence. Sanskaras rule the psyche through a jumble of old, outworn, and some cases irrelevant experiences. And everything from rage, anxiety, depression, sexual addiction, substance abuse, obsessive compulsive behavior is the manifestation of sanskaras. So let's pause here today, and tomorrow we can discuss how our fixed reactions are a result of karma, sanskara, and vasana, memory, desire, and past experience, the software of the soul.